Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Glory be to God. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. Glory be to God. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk today about the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Because the Holy Spirit is God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit comes to live in our life, glory be to God, that we may be able to do the things that God have called us to do, that we may be able to do the things that God wants us to do to minister unto others, glory be to God. So we thank God. The Holy Ghost is God himself, glory be to God. But he comes to dwell on the inside of the believer. Glory be to God. So we give him all the honor and the glory on today. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey. I am the pastor of In His Present Ministry, World Evangelism, here on Blog Talk Radio, along with my husband, Reverend Frankie J. Dorsey, who is co-pastor. We greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for this day. Hallelujah. I just give God the praise, for God is worthy. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, I can do nothing but praise God, even in the midst of my circumstances, even in the midst of issues, even in the midst of life trials and tribulation. There is still a praise for the Lord on the inside. Glory be to God, because God is worthy. Because I know that everything in this life that you go through, glory be to God, you're going to go through it, hallelujah, but you're not going to go through it alone. God is there with you in the midst and bringing you through. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And when you come out, you are going to have the victory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just have to keep that faith and believe and trust God and know that God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I say, this is Reverend Doris Dorsey. I'm the pastor of In His Present Ministry, World Evangelism. Glory be to God. Here on Blog Talk Radio, along with my husband, Reverend Frank J. Dorsey, who is co-pastor. You may contact us at www.inhispresentministrydorsey.com. You may also call my cell at 803-261-0707. That's 803-261-0707. You may also email me at dorisj.dorsey@ymail.com. Glory be to God. And you can also go to our Spirit-Filled Woman website and join in fellowship with us. If you'd like to donate to In His Present Ministry, you may do that too. But we truly thank God for all of you that are sending your prayer requests. Glory be to God. For truly God is a good God. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. And we give him honor and glory on today. Hallelujah. Where would we be without the Lord on our side? Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, I come before you, Lord God, this day, asking, Lord God, that you have doors behind your cross, God, that this vessel may be used by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father God, to bring forth your word on today, God. Let doors decrease, God, and let your Holy Spirit increase. Hallelujah. And Father God, all of those that are listening today and going to be listening later, Lord God, we pray the Lord God that they have ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. Glory be to God. And for those that may be listening, God, that are unsaved, God, I pray, Lord God, that they will receive salvation on today, God. God, we just thank and we just magnify you on today, God. We give you honor and glory, for you are a worthy God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Today I would like to look at grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. Glory be to God. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. Coming from Ephesians 4th chapter, verse 25 through 32. The main verse is 32, but we're going to look at the Spirit of the Lord on today, because sometimes we don't realize, we think that the Holy Spirit is just a ghost or a spirit, but the Holy Spirit is a person. Excuse me, the Holy Spirit is God himself that comes to dwell on the inside of the believer. Glory be to God. He comes to wash us, to regenerate us, to renew us, to transform us into the likeness of Jesus Christ, to empower us, to give that dunamis power that we can stand boldly and proclaim the word of God and be a witness to others. We cannot do nothing without the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses begin at verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Be angry and do not sin. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor working with his hands. What is good that he may have something to give him who has need? Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now I want to take a minute to look at, to give you some background about the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Before we go into the Word of God to help us have a better understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. Glory be to God. As I looked at the Holy Spirit, we know that the Holy Spirit is the third person in the triune God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Godhead, they operate equally, eternally, coexisting as one unit. Glory be to God. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. We look at the Holy Ghost. He is the author of the Old Testament. And the New Testament. He is the Old Testament anointer. The Holy Spirit, the scripture names no less than 16 Old Testament leaders in Israel who received the anointing. Joseph, and he got a whole bunch of scriptures. I'm not going to read all the scriptures, though. But it has a different people that the Holy Ghost, Daniel, Elijah, Zechariah, Michael, Samson, David, Ezekiel. There were others that the Holy Spirit anointed to do the will of God. And the Holy Spirit is a contract anointed the whole Old Testament prophet Isaiah and Joel to write, to prophesy of the day when he would be outpoured. Joel said that, and Joel's scripture says that that the Lord, he will pour out his spirit upon all his sons and his daughters, and they will prophesy, and that's the Holy Spirit pouring out unto us. Glory be to God. And it says, to pour out and when his gift would be exercised in the church. Throughout the whole church age, Joel teaches them in a manner they did not like, and that he would give them knowledge through the language of foreign as a sign of their unbelief. Centuries later, the Apostle Paul expands the extent of his passage referring to this gift as speaking in the tongues. The Holy Spirit gives the gift of speaking in tongue into an unknown language. Glory be to God. excuse me. In all these respects, we see the Holy Spirit as one who operates in the church as a definite personality, a person given as a gift to the church to assure that the continuing ministry of the resurrected Christ is expressed and verified. The Holy Spirit then has all the characteristic of a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is God. Glory be to God. He is God. He possesses the attitude of mind, Romans 8:27, will, 1 Corinthians 12:11, and feeling, Ephesians 4:30. He engaged in such activity as revealing, 2 Peter 1:21, teaching, John 14:26, witnessing, Hebrews 10:15, interceding, Romans 8:26, speaking, Revelations 2:7, commanding, Acts 16:6-7, and testifying, John 15:26. He has a relationship with human person. He can be grieved, which is what we're going to talk about today, Ephesians 4:30, lied to, Acts 5:3, and blaspheming, which is the unpardoned sin, to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, Matthew 12:31-32. The Holy Spirit possesses the divine attribute of the Godhead. He is eternal, Hebrews 9:14, omnipresent, Psalm 139:7-10, omnipotent, Luke 1:34, and omniscient, 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. He is referred to by such name as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of holiness. He is illustrated with such symbols as fire, Acts 2, 1 and 2, wind, Acts 2, 1 and 2, water, John 7, 37 and 39, a seal, Ephesians 1 and 13, oil, Acts 10, 38, and a dove, John 1 and 32. Glory be to God. We see that the Holy Spirit, that he is powerful. He is God himself. Everything belongs to God. Everything is God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. I look at the word grieve means to cause injury or distress, the precise feeling the believer sense when sin or disobedience find a place. When we are in sin, we feel that we feel this because the Holy Spirit is letting us know, it's convicting us and letting us know that this is wrong. And that's why we grieve. That's why the Word of God tells us not to grieve the Spirit. We grieve the Spirit when we are in sin. Glory be to God. As I looked at the Word of God, I looked at John 14 and 15 through 18, where it tells us what Jesus, he said that he was going to pray to the Father, that the Father would send another comforter. Glory be to God. And it reads, John 14 and 15, it says, he says in the 14th verse, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the 14th verse. If you love me, keep my commandment, and I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. And verse 18 says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Jesus let us know that he will not leave us by ourselves, that he will come to us. Glory be to God. The Spirit of the Lord will come unto us. Glory be to God. And he will dwell on the inside of us. Glory be to God. He will teach us. He will guide us. He will bring all things back to our remembrance. He will rebuke us or reprove us. He will convict us and let us know that when we step out of the line, glory be to God. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians 5 and 18 says, be filled with the Spirit. Glory be to God. As a believer, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, then you need to be submissive unto the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Don't step out of the will of God by not being submissive unto the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Because as children of God, if God did not feel that we needed the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, which is God himself, he would not have said that, Jesus would not have prayed the prayer and said that, I will pray to the Father and he will send you another helper. Glory be to God. He will not leave us by ourselves, because he knows that there are things in his life that are going to come up against. There are things in his life that are going to happen. There are things that the Father wants us to do, and we cannot do it on our own. Glory be to God. So we need to be obedient unto the Holy Ghost. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and 25, it lets us know about in Zechariah 8, 16 and 17, it says, these are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice and peace. Verse 17 says, let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love false oath. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For all these things that I have said, I hate, said the Lord. The Lord God is letting us know that there are things that we should not do. Glory be to God. I'm going to go back and read verse 25. It says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. The Word of God is telling us not to lie on one another, not to say false things against one another, not to get in. Sometimes we get caught in conversations where people are talking about other people and lying on other people. We don't know if those things are true, Lord. That's why he tells us not to get involved in those things. We see things on the TV. We can't sit back and say, well, such and such did this or they did that, because we don't know if they really, only God knows it. We can't go around and tell people something about somebody else because somebody else told us that this person did this or this person said that, when we have not seen it or heard it ourselves. Glory be to God. That's getting caught up in all this false stuff. And the Lord God tells that he hates those things, glory be to God. So we are not to just go and lie and talk about one another and say all kind of malice and evil against one another, glory be to God. The word of God, sometimes I know in our life that there comes times in our life that we get caught up in things, glory be to God. But when one thing about the Holy Ghost, that when we don't grieve the Holy Ghost, is that the Holy Ghost will let us know, glory be to God, that this is not right. And then you have a choice. You can continue to indulge in what you know is wrong and what God goes against, or you can step away from it and not continue to be involved in it and ask the Lord God to forgive you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We as believers must depend on the Holy Spirit to accomplish the thing God called us to do by pressing to be honest, truthful, and having integrity and justice in all interpersonal relationship. And we must examine our hearts and avoid any form of insecurity or hypocrisy. We must ask the Lord daily to search our heart. Glory be to God. Does anything in us, hallelujah, that is not pleasing unto him, glory be to God. We must be willing to allow the Lord to remove that from us, glory be to God. We must ask him. God is not going to do anything, glory be to God. He's not going to force anything us, neither is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That's why it's so important you must be submissive unto the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important that you must not grieve the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Romans 12, 3 and 5, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And I want to tell you today that as I am going to teach this word on today, I want you to make sure that you have your Bible and look at the word of God. Because we always tell you when we are studying the word of God, preaching or teaching, that you must have your Bible and search the scripture for yourself, glory be to God, so you can know for yourself what the word of God is saying unto you on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You should not take anybody's word on the word of God. You should always search the word of God for yourself, because you can't stand before the Lord and say, well, such and such said this and such and such said that, and I thought this was true. That's why you have the Holy Ghost dwell on the inside of you, so that when you go and study the word of God, hallelujah, you will know what the word of God is saying unto you, because the Holy Ghost will teach you, hallelujah, what the word of God. He will give you an understanding of the word of God. Glory be to God. Romans 12 and 3 through 5 says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly, glory be to God, than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one. Glory be to God. Even though there are many members in this body of Christ, glory be to God, we all are one. Well, Christ is the head of that body. Hallelujah. Just as the physical body is made up of many members, each with a different function, the church is a body of many members, but all closely related and constituting a unity in Christ. Glory be to God. Everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Glory be to God. So in the church house, glory be to God, there are gifts that the Spirit has placed in the church house, in the individual, glory be to God, in the believer. And when we all come together with those gifts that the Spirit has given unto us, everything works together, glory be. That's why none of us should think that any gift or any person is any better than anybody else, because it's all worked together for God's good and God, for God's will and God's purpose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we must not ever look down on ourselves. If God, I've heard people say, you know, if God called you to be an usher, then you be a good usher. If he calls you to sweep the floor, then you sweep the floor. Hallelujah. Because you're doing it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And if that's the gift that you have, you may be the best floor sweeper than there ever was. Glory be to God. But you do it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Christ, with each one having individual function and responsibilities. We are not to inflate our own position nor to begrudge others their office. We are not to be to push on our own self about who we are and what we're doing and mine's more important and put down somebody else or to be jealous of somebody else's. Glory be to God. As believers, as Christians, as children of God, the Holy Ghost, that grieves the Holy Spirit, jealousy, grudge, and pride. All of this grieves the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And we get these gifts together. Glory be to God. We must remember that it's for God's will and God's purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That God's will and God's purpose on earth will be done. Hallelujah. That's why he gives us. That's why he comes to live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Grieve not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Our different gifts and abilities should make us love and depend more on one another and therefore should make us more united as one body in Christ. But I see so much of it today and it's so sad, hallelujah, that we are so envious and have so much malice and have so much jealousy toward one another. Glory be to God. We put some on pedestals. We pull some down in the ditch. Glory be to God. And that is not of God. Hallelujah. And we must pray and ask the Lord God to lead us by his Spirit in the way, in the things that we need to do that is pleasing to God and not pleasing to man. We want to look at everything else the way man wants to look at it. And the Word of God lets us know that we live in this world but not according to the world. So we are, as believers, as children of God, are not to try to please man, but we are to try to please God. Hallelujah. And be submissive unto God's Spirit, and let the Spirit of the Lord lead us. Glory be to God. That's why there's so much confusion today in the churches. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why there's so much confusion among believers. Hallelujah. Because everybody wants to be in the limelight. Glory be to God. But nobody wants to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we must remember it's about Jesus Christ. It's about God the Father. It's about God the Son. It's about God the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 26, the 26th verse. Hallelujah. Let's go there. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This grieves the Holy. This is a sin. Sin grieves the Holy Spirit. That's what it's about. Sin grieves the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. No matter what kind of sin it is, hallelujah, there ain't no little sin or big sin. The only sin that's unpardoned sin is blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. But sin grieves the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're talking about. Do not grieve the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must allow all anger to win for a moment. You be angry. You can be angry because Jesus was angry. But you don't walk around every day, every week, or months or years walking around with anger. Some people are so angry at people every day of their life. They wake up thinking about how they can do this and how they can do that. They walk around, their face look like somebody boxed it all up and they got a whole bunch of Botox in it and they can't got no smile or nothing because they're so angry and so have so much hate towards somebody else. And they're on their way to hell with their face all boxed up in anger. Glory be to God. You can be angry. We all do things to one another. But the Word of God tells us not to walk around like that every day. But there are people that have died and gone to hell because they died with anger in their heart. Because they were angry at somebody. Psalms chapter 4 and verse 4 through 5 tells us that we are, it says, be angry, tremble or be agitated. And do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed. And be still. Be angry. What it's saying is tremble or be agitated. And do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed. And be still. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in God. Get down on your knees and pray and ask the Lord God to remove that from you, to help you to forgive that person and let that person forgive you and go ahead on. Glory be to God. Don't you know that how can you serve God when you're walking around day after day angry at somebody? That person has control of you. And the word of God tells us that we must deny ourselves, that if we are going to follow after Christ, we must deny ourselves. And how can you deny yourself when you walk around allowing somebody else to control how you feel and how you think? That's what anger is. And the word of God tells us you can be angry for a moment, but don't walk around every day, every month, every week, every year carrying that on you. You're not free. You're bound up. You're enslaved to that anger. And the word of God, if you've given your life unto the Lord, the word of God says, who the Son set free is free indeed. So you don't walk around and let things bound you up. You don't walk around and be and let somebody, because somebody did something, you get over and go on. Go on. Life goes on. You can't change anybody else, but you can change yourself. I can't change myself. I can't change nobody else. What has happened in the past has happened. When I gave my life to the Lord, he never said that the things were not going to happen again. But he said that he would be with me. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he also said to me that vengeance is his, that he will recompense. He told me to love my enemies, to love those that abuse me and say all kind of evil and take all kind of and say all kind of malice and evil against me. But then I also have to make sure of myself, that I have to examine myself to make sure that I am not doing anything to hurt anybody else. And if I have, then I need to go to that person and ask that person to forgive me. Because before I can go to that altar and get on my knees and pray, the word of God says, if you have any ought against your brother, you need to go to them before you go to that altar. But people go to the altar day, Sunday after Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, and got so much stuff in them. Ain't never one time pray and ask the Lord to forgive them. Walking around feeling all kinds of stuff, all kind of anger against somebody. Trust in the Lord. That is an expressing a feeling about immediate distress. Anger is, that is expressing a feeling about immediate distress. Do not sin against God. Be still. Maintain trust and God will come through. Trust God. Maintain trust in him. God is a faithful God. Psalm 37:8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only caused harm. People have died because somebody got angry. You see road rage. People get angry on the highways because somebody else got in front of them, or somebody else is going too slow, or somebody ain't moved fast enough. Glory be to God. And they got angry. People have lost their lives. Somebody got out of their car and jumped on them or fought them. All kinds of stuff because of anger. But the word of God is letting us know that we as Christians are not to grieve the Spirit of the Lord, because grievance come, you grieve the Spirit of the Lord when you are in sin. And if you walk around in sin every day, I've heard people say, well, I just got to tell you how it is. That's just the way I am. No, that's not the way it is. You ain't got to walk around and say, well, I got to tell you how it is. Don't mess with her, because she'll tell you like it is. I mean, come on. I mean, who are we? We can tell somebody like it is, when God knows everything there is to know about us. And if he told everybody about us, some of us would probably go up on a rock and wouldn't come back out. All of us probably would. But see, God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. He doesn't look at things like that. And that's why he tells us not to. He tells us not to grieve the Spirit of the Lord. He tells us that we are to love one another. We are to embrace one another. We are to encourage one another. We don't walk around with all this stuff in our heart. You know, a lot of people, you know, people say about sickness. Some sickness are going to be, but some come because of the way we live our life as far as what we eat and things like that, and when we were young and how we didn't take care of stuff. But then now some things come because people walk around with so much stuff in them. And they make themselves sick. So much anger, so much hatred, so much jealousy, so much bite. They don't like nobody. Nobody is good enough for them. Nobody can do anything better than them. Glory be to God. And that is sad. But yet and still, we are supposed to be Christians. We can't be examples for somebody else if we walk around like that. We are supposed to be loving and caring about one another. The word of God tells in Ephesians 4:27, it says, nor give place to the devil. All of this, we open up the door and let him come in. When we walk around and do these things that are not right, when we walk around and do these things that disobedient to the word of God, we open the door for him to come in. We do it. We give him that opportunity. Romans 12:9-21 tells us about love. Hallelujah. See, I know that in our life these things are not easy, because they're not easy for anybody, any of us. But one thing about, that's why we have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us to help us. Romans 12:9 says through 21, it says, let love be without hypocrisy, but what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Verse 11, not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We are children of God. We all feel and share the same thing. When one is rejoicing, we don't get jealous and get all mad because God has taken somebody else to another level or we want to be at that place because God has anointed somebody to sing, and when we're trying to sing, but yet still we can't sing like that person, so we don't like that person. No, we are supposed to be rejoicing. And when somebody is hurting, we all hurt. Says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regards for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on us, on you, live peaceable with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will recompense, says the Lord. Glory be to God. He says in the 20th verse, therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You don't do evil for evil. I got to get them back, man. They did this to me. I'm going to get them back. It had been 20 years ago. Somebody stepped on your toe. Well, I'm going to get them back. They stepped on my toe trying to mess up my shoes. I'm going to get them back. 20 years ago, and you still walk around trying to get somebody back and on your way to hell. Yet still you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's not of God. That's not of God at all. And you grieve the Spirit of the Lord when you walk around with that in you. Hallelujah. Then it tears you down as a person. It tears me down as a person. I don't want nobody else to have control of my life. I gave my life to the Lord for him to control, not for any man to control. Because when I was out there in the world, man didn't tell nothing about me. Nothing. But when I gave my life to the Lord, hallelujah, I became a new creation, hallelujah. And I serve an awesome God. And life ain't been easy, hallelujah. As Lincoln Hayes says, life ain't no crystal stairs. It has not been easy. Oh, but I thank God for where I am today and for everything that he has brought me through. And I thank him that he never threw up his hands and said, Doris, I'm finished with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He still loved me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The first motive, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Let's go back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and begin at verse 28. Verse 28 tells us, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need of. Sometimes we hawk stuff. We get so much stuff. Oh, man, we want this. And there are people out there that are hungry. There are people out there that need things. Glory be to God. And we just hawk stuff and hawk stuff, and we can't reach out and help somebody else. I want that here. I want that house only here. I want that mansion. I already got a 5-bedroom house. Oh, I want me a Cadillac. I already got 2 cars. Ain't got a member in your church walking and ain't got 1 car. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you grieve the Spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 25, that if you've done it for the least of them, you've done it unto me. If you give them when he was thirsty, we gave him drink. When he was hungry, we gave him food. When he was naked, the clothes. When he was in prison, we visited him. When he was sick, you visited him. All these things. But we work and we get, we want and we want. The more we get, the more we want. The more we get, the more we want. The first motive for a believer to earn money is that he would or she have something to give. Think of how you give rather than how you can get. Think of how you can give rather than how you can get. I don't care what it is. If you can give $5 to somebody to help somebody, you don't know how far that $5 may go in their life. But something, and not to always just trying to get. You have, in the churches today, you have some pastors, they all they want is what they want for themselves. And they don't care nothing about what their members have or what they don't have. They don't care nothing about reaching out and helping somebody else. Oh, I want this. I want this. I want that. I'm not going to be this way. I'm not going to be. What about the people that you're leading? What about the flock that God has given you to care for? Are you making sure that those people have? Are you making sure the people in your neighborhood have something? Now, you can't take care of everybody, but if you do it for the least, for this one least of them, then you have done something. And not always about self, always wanting for self, glory be to God. And that grieves the Holy Spirit. That grieves the Spirit of the Lord, because that selfishness is a sin, not caring about anybody else. Jesus had compassion on people. He healed the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. He fed those that were hungry. He raised the dead. Glory be to God. He cared about people. We are supposed to care about ourselves, our sisters and brothers, the other saints, as well as those, glory be to God, those that are in the world today still hurting. Acts 20 and 33-35. Acts 20, 33-35. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your word on today, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for the word, God. Hallelujah. Grieve not the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 20, verse 33-35. And it reads, I have covered no one's silver or gold or a prayer. Yes, you yourself know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the word of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is better to give than to receive. Hallelujah. You got a whole bunch of clothes in your closet or shoes that you are not wearing as a woman, and you know that there is a place where somebody else can use or take them out and go give to. I don't care how much you pay for them, because when you die, somebody else is going to either wear them or they're going to take them and throw them away. If you are a man, you got a whole bunch of suits and shoes in your closet and hats, and you think that somebody else could benefit from, take them and give them to them. And bless him. Paul's views of money and ministry is that money was not his motivation. He supplemented his ministry by making tents, thereby putting less financial burden on the churches where he ministered. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Refers to our time as well as our money. He's saying that it's give your time. If you ain't got nothing else to give, give your time. See about somebody. Talk to somebody. Minister to somebody. Go help somebody in their homes. Pray with somebody. Not just money, but you have church today, man, they just money, 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 and don't care about nobody, but just getting more money. Have faith in God. God said he'll supply your needs. But he tells us to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, everything else shall be added unto us. We are not to just pull my people, not care what the people have, what they need to have, and we just get and just sit back and get fat, fat, fat like a fat cat that's getting fat all the time. I'm getting, not worrying about, be concerned about what somebody else don't have. That's not of God. It's certainly not love. God is a God of love. God cares about us. He loves us. Even while we were walking around in our filthiness, he loved us. He proved that love to us. He sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die for us. And not only that, the Holy Ghost, God himself, came to dwell on the inside of us. He made everything right for us. But we can't do it for each other because we have so much stuff. Hallelujah. It is better to give than to receive. And take some time and talk to somebody. For by laboring like this, we support the weak, the primary recipients of our giving, being those who are less fortunate. There are a lot of less fortunate people in the world today, even in our families, not just overseas, but in the United States today. There are a lot of children, families, that are homeless, living in shelters. You can see people every day. I'm quite sure in every city in the United States, there are people that are lying outside because they're in shelters and they're waiting to go in and don't have home. There are people that have lost their jobs that you can help. But if it ain't you, then you don't want to do nothing. John 3:11 speaks of giving as well. That is, if you have more than enough to give to those who do not have. Luke 3:11. It tells us that if you have more than enough to give to those that don't have, if you have more than enough food, people are hungry. We in our houses and we have so much food that we walk around and pull my well, I don't have no food, and have a cabinet full of canned goods and bags of stuff in your shelves and stuff, but yet and still I'm hungry, I don't have no this, I'm struggling to do this, and there are people that don't know where their next meal are going to come from. There are children that go to school every day that are hungry, and we walk around and pull my stuff instead of thanking God for what we have. And if we're able to help somebody else, we ought to be able to reach out and help them. And when we help them, not always looking for something back. Don't give somebody something and expect them to always give you something back. Give it to them out of love. knowing that you are already blessed because God has woke you up this morning. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. What grieves the Spirit is sin. Sin grieves the Spirit. Everything that I'm saying to you is sin. Everything that I'm saying to you go against the will of God. And if it goes against the will of God, it is sin. God is a God. God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's a compassionate God. He's a good God. And I don't mean just good. Because sometimes we look at good as just being good. No, that's who God is. That's part of his attribute, just like love is. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 29. And it says, let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is good. This is Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification. Necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not, that it may impart grace to the hearers. I don't go to verse 30 yet. Corrupt is literally decay, rotten, as used for spoiled meat, rotten fruit, or crumbled stone. Decayed is rotten. Something that's, we don't want to eat things that are rotten. Then why we want to walk around and be rotten on the inside and be decayed? You know, we don't want to be that way. Well, nobody got no use for you because you walk around like that, all decayed and rotten on the inside. Just like a rotten banana. I don't like to eat bananas when they get a certain way. But I tell you one thing, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat it. But when they get real dark, like, I don't really like to eat them. So that's why I don't really eat them all the time, because I don't want to throw them away. But that just gives an example. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be corrupt. You don't want to be decayed and rotten and like a crumble up stone. You don't want to be like that. Be careful how you speak and what you say. Reject evil attitudes and develop compassionate, forgiving attitudes toward others. Be careful what you say to others. If somebody comes to talk to you about something that is hurting them or bothering them, show some compassion. Talk to them. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. Just be there to listen. Don't put people down. Don't make people feel bad all the time. Do something, say something to encourage somebody. Because one day you may need somebody to encourage you. I know I do. I need some encouragement. Because I'm a human being. I feel things. I feel sad sometimes. I get a little depressed sometimes. So I need some encouragement. But like David said too, you can encourage yourself. When you don't have nobody else, you can encourage yourself. All the times we can't depend on somebody else to encourage us. But you get in the Word of God and let the Word of God encourage you. And if you're talking to somebody and you don't know what to say, get your Word and let your Word help you tell them something encouraging to uplift them. There are saints that are hurting. There are saints that are struggling. And saints, our sisters and brothers, they're struggling and hurting. Some have fallen. But you don't press them down more. Colossians 3, 8 and 10. Colossians 3 and 8 and 10. Glory be to God. Colossians 3, 8 and 10. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read that. Let me see. 3, 8, and 10. It reads, I'm going to read, I'm going to start from 7. It says, in which you yourself once walked when you lived with them. I better go back up some more. I'm going to go back up. To the 5th verse, it says, therefore, put to death your members which are on earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, and evil, desires and covenant, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the son of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourself are put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Don't lie. People, if somebody asks you something, be honest. If you can't be honest, don't say nothing. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We don't do the same things we used to do. At least we're not supposed to be. We're not walking around lying and stealing and cheating and all that and fornicating. We're not supposed to be doing all of that. Backbiting, gossiping. We're not supposed to be doing all of that. We are a new creation. All that old stuff has passed away. And we can't do things on our own, but the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. You can do all things, glory be to God, by being submissive unto the Holy Ghost, which is God, allowing him to lead you and guide you. And if you want something to change in your life, pray and ask the Lord God to change it, to help you change it in the name of Jesus. Be willing to have it change in your life. Be willing to have things change. Don't walk around and say you want something to change and don't change. Don't just say something with your mouth and let it not be in your heart. It has to be in your heart as well as in your mouth. Because sometimes we say things in our mouth that is not in our heart. But God looks on the heart of man, so he knows what's in your heart. Glory be to God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, 11 through 9, 19 says, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Verse 12, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the fainted heart, uphold the weak, be patient with all. Verse 15, see that no one render evil for evil or to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for your life. Do not quench the spirit. Do not quench the spirit. Hallelujah. We are to encourage, to build up. Do not quench the spirit. We are not to quench the spirit. To quench carries the idea of damping the flame of the Holy Spirit's fire, which is poured out to purify and light, warm, melt, and consume. Glory be to God. We can put out. We can put it out by grieving him. We can put him out by quenching him. We can put him out by sinning. This vessel, this body houses the Holy Ghost. And he is not going to live in a defiled vessel. He is not going to live in an unclean vessel. That's why the word of God tells us that we can't do all these things. Let's go back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 30. Let me go back there. Hallelujah. And it reads, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit has sealed, authorized as a representative and indwells in the inner man. If he is grieved, the believer will be first to know. Glory be to God. I know that sometimes we all have felt like that there was something missing. At least I have felt like there was something missing, because I know that there was a time when I wasn't studying like I should, when I wasn't praying like I should, when I was getting caught up in all kind of things. And even though I was saved, I was still allowing myself to get caught up in so much stuff. And it's just like I knew, I even told my husband once, I felt that God was no longer there, that he was not with me. And we know when the Holy Spirit is not in us. We know when he's not present. Because the things that we do and the things that we don't do, we know this. Ephesians 1 and 13 through 14. Ephesians 1 and 13 through 14 tells us, let's go there, about the seal of the Holy Ghost. I'm turning my page. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, I'm going to go to the 12 verse, says, that we who first trusted in Christ should be on the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel. We trust Jesus Christ after we heard the word of truth of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guaranteed of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase, until the redemption of the purchase. Let me go back again. Who is the guaranteed of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase possession, to the praise of his glory. He is a guaranteed, hallelujah, sealing brain's authority. Guaranteed means deposit, down payment, or first installment. The Holy Spirit invests in us if God tied us to possession, to possessing us entirely and forever. The Holy Spirit living on the inside of us gives God the right to possess us always. Ephesians 6 and 16, excuse me, Ephesians 3, 16 through 19, starting at the first, at the 15th verse. Therefore, I'm going wrong. Let's go to, I haven't got to the third chapter yet. Ephesians 3, 16 and 19. Ephesians 3, 16 and 19. And it reads, the 16th verse says, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, which is this outward man is perishing daily, but the inward man is being renewed daily, which is the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know that the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Strengthened with might is literally becomes mighty by his power, which the Holy Spirit brings to work in the believer. That dunamis power that the Holy Ghost gives us, rooted like a tree and grounded like a building on a strong foundation. Comprehends means to receive experience, not to just simply understand intellectually, but to really understand, glory be to God, that what you have on the inside of you is God himself. Glory be to God. You have been sealed, guaranteed, glory be to God. You belong to God, hallelujah. You were bought with a price. The price was Jesus Christ shedding his blood, glory be to God, hallelujah. For without the shed of the blood, there is no remission for sin, hallelujah. To know the love of Christ is the essence of the greatest fullness. All the fullness of God speaks of more than one experience or one aspect of his truth or power. It points to a broad-based spirituality balanced through participating in all of God's blessing, resource, and wisdom. Glory be to God. Everything, glory be to God. God, everything that God has belongs to his children. If we like anything, all we have to do is ask in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 31. This is the last verse. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, it's got verse 32, excuse me. Verse 31 says, let all bitter wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let all that stuff be put away from you. Don't walk around and have all that stuff on the inside of you. Things like that kill us. They weigh us down. They make us come so nobody wants to be around you. And you definitely lose the blessing that God has for you. I don't want to lose my blessing. I thank the Lord for Jesus Christ. I thank him for him being crucified for me. Because I know it should have been me like it should have been you. But because God loves us, it's nothing that we have done, but God loves us. God has made all provision for us. We have a heavenly Father. Glory be to God. We have a heavenly Son that was crucified for us. And not only that, we have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. Greater is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in the world, because we have God, the creator of all things. Glory be to God. The one that's all sovereign, all knowing, all powerful God. The one that there is no one greater. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have him on the inside of us, but we have to be submissive and allow him to transform our life. We have to be submissive and allow him to teach us, glory be to God. Even when we can't pray, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He can pray for us. He can intercede for us. Glory be to God. But we can't grieve him. We can't grieve the Spirit. See, some people don't understand the Holy Spirit. Some people don't understand that the Holy Spirit is God himself. They think he's some type of ghost. He's not a ghost. He's God. He's a person. And he comes to enable us to embrace us, to comfort us, to teach us, to guide us, to walk with us, to lie with us, to weep with us, to rejoice with us. He comes to heal us. He comes to strengthen us. Oh, glory be to God. But we can't grieve him. There are people that go to church and they're so afraid to even raise their hand and give praise. The Holy Spirit can move them to raise their hand, and they sit there because they're worried about what somebody else is going to say. And it's not always about shouting. But it's just about when you come and you come together in the unity as children of God, that's what it's supposed to be about. You come and you be in the presence of God and you allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate itself in the congregations and so that you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But if you sit there and you can't even say amen or give God the praise and God woke you up that morning and he put food on your table, when you lost your job, he gave you another. When your body was sick, he healed your body. When your children wouldn't do right, he brought them back home safe. And you can't give him a praise. Hallelujah. Because you're worried about what somebody else is going to say. Not me. Not me. Reverend Doris always tell me I have ugly praise. That's okay. I go in the church, be dressed up as good, and come out my own makeup, gone, everything else. That's okay. To God be the glory. I can do it in my house. So if I can do it in my house, I can do it anywhere else. Because I'm not going to say I love the Lord and be out somewhere and my mouth is shut. I love God. I love him because he loved me. Because I know where I was without him. I know where I could be right now without him. But it's by his grace and his mercy that I am here today. Hallelujah. And I know that he hears me every time I pray. And even when I can't say anything, hallelujah, I know that he knows my heart. Hallelujah. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. To know the love of Christ is the essence of greatest fullness. Hallelujah. And you can know that when you don't grieve the Spirit, when you don't go around and do things that go against God, but when you allow the Spirit to work in your life, when you allow the Spirit of the Lord to work in your life, James 4:11 tells us about brotherly love. God wants us to love one another, but we begin to look at things a different way. We don't begin to look at the blessing that we have, that everything that comes from God. Everything. I don't care what it is. It comes from God. And that's who we ought to praise and thank him. Because God has blessed us. Hallelujah. He has blessed us. He's still blessing us. Day in and day out. James 4:11 says, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of brother and judges his brother speak evil of the law and judge the law. Now, he tells us not to judge anybody. But you know what? If you're sitting in a church and you got the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit tell you that that's not the word of God, that's not true, you can judge that. You can judge the word. If somebody's not teaching to preach the word of God, the Holy Spirit lets you know. It gives you discernment. But you don't judge the person. Because he tells whatsoever you judge, you shall be judged. We are not to judge anybody. Even if you see somebody go in a club and come back out, you don't know what they went in there for. God might have sent them in there. But if you see them, you pray. But if you see them coming out, going in, then why are you there? See, we have to look at things. But God sent us, God can send you places that people won't understand. He can tell you to do things that people won't understand. But if God tell you to do it, I have learned my lesson that when God tell you to do it, you are supposed to do it. And don't let nobody else change you. Because one thing about it, God is on the inside of you. And if God tell you to do something, he's there with you. And you don't have to fear nobody. But you must trust in him. And let him lead you and guide you. Glory be to God. James 4:11. Do not speak evil of one another, brother. He who speaks evil of a brother and judge his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is none. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. God himself. Who are you to judge anybody? Who are we to judge? Hallelujah. We're not to judge anybody. Do not speak evil of one another, brother. That's what he tells us. He tells us not to speak evil of one another. Titus 3:1-5. Glory be to God. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Quench not the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody cause you to miss your blessing. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, guys. If you need to know things, pray and let the Spirit of the Lord lead you. Hallelujah. Titus 3:1-5 says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, I want to read that again. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of God's love, when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not at works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Verse 6, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, glory be to God, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, glory be to God, hallelujah. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to confirm constantly, that those who are believe in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to man. Glory be to God. We profit. I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians, the last verse, the fourth chapter, verse 32. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. even as God in Christ forgave us, we are to forgive. Jesus tells us in Matthew, he tells us that if we don't forgive, that our Father in heaven will not forgive us. We are to forgive one another. We are not to walk around with all this stuff in us. We miss out on our blessings. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." Hallelujah. Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. If somebody done something to you, forgive them. Pray and ask the Lord to help you to forgive them. Even if you have to go to the person and talk to them, let them know that they hurt you, but you forgive them. Forgive them so that you don't walk around in sin. You walk around in sin, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. You're grieving the Spirit. You're grieving God. Hallelujah. Mark 11 and 25-26 says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses." Grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. Glory be to God. And when we all walk around in sin and we do things that are not pleasing to God, we grieve the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit will not stay in an unclean vessel. Glory be to God. You cannot walk around in spirit. That's why it's always, always ask the Lord to forgive you when you pray of your sin, what you have done willfully, unwillfully, conscious, unconscious. I always say things that I have looked upon, heard, felt, anything, everything, because there are some things that you may think, and you ask the Lord to forgive you. But grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. We as believers, we must not give an opportunity to the devil to come in and take away the blessings of the Lord. The blessing is that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us. He reconciled us back to God. I'm not talking about the blessings of a car or house, but I'm talking about Jesus Christ. There is no greater blessing than what God gave unto us when he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. He didn't send him in the world to condemn the world, but he sent him here to save us, to save a dying world. And sure, some have not accepted that. But I am so grateful to God that I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I am so grateful that God loved me, that I can tell others about him, and I can stand up and do it boldly, that I don't fear what man going to do or say about me. Because the word of God tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And he tells us not to fear the one that can harm the body, but the one that can harm the body and his soul, and that's God himself. And I thank God for all that he has done. I thank God that I can tell others that even in times of sorrow, that trust God. And even those that are unsaved, I can go and tell them that if you repent of your sin and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you can be a part of God's family. There is hope in your life because God is a God of hope. God is a loving God. He's a compassionate. He's a merciful God. And sometimes we need to remind each other of God's love, because sometimes we could be so hard on one another as children of God. But we must allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us and guide us in the way that the Lord God would have us to go. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't. Things are impossible with us, but with God nothing is impossible, no matter how small or how big it is. But we must trust in the Lord. God didn't come in to dwell on the inside of us for nothing. He didn't do all of this for nothing. He did it because he loved us, and not because he needs us. We need him. He is God. He could have wiped us out too a long time ago, but he didn't. And that's why it's so important. We don't treat each other right as sisters and brothers in Christ. We don't do that. We look down on one another because they may not have a doctorate degree, or they may not have a big church, or they may not be Juanita Bynum, or they may not be Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'm telling you, we all are children of God, those of us that are believers, and God has no respect of person. We should not mistreat one another. We should never think that one is better than the other. Because we're not. We're all the same in the eyes of the Lord. Just like there's no Jews and no Greek and no Jews and Gentiles, no male or female. We're all the same in the eyes of the Lord. And we should respect and treat others. We should not want what somebody else has, but we should encourage and rejoice for what God has given to somebody else. We should not be out there talking and putting one another down and speaking all kinds of evil against one another. Pastors do that in churches. They turn people against one another. And that's not good. Jesus never turned one of his disciples against the other. And we should never do that. We should always encourage one another. We should always reach out to help one another. Somebody may have to help one of us. And it may be that same person that you look down on. So I tell you today, grieve not the Spirit of the Lord, but be led by the Spirit of God, that you may know what God's will and purpose is for your life. That you may know that if something is not right in your life, the Spirit of the Lord will let you know. And when he lets you know, accept it and ask for forgiveness. And if somebody hurts you, pray and ask God to forgive them so that you can forgive them and move on. And if there's anybody out there today that is listening that have not given their life unto the Lord, today I offer you the plan of salvation. To become a part of God's family as God's children. Romans 10:19 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. And in that last verse it said that if you shall call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. So if you ask the Lord God to forgive you of your sins and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your Lord and Savior, and to be filled with the Holy Ghost, ask the Holy Ghost to come and live on the inside of you, then you are saved. And I tell you, life is not going to be easy, but one thing about it is God is with you. And as you go through, you continue to be submissive unto the Holy Ghost and know that you're going to go through. But that's the word, you're going to go through it. Just like when you go through a tunnel, you go through that tunnel, but yet still you come out on the other side. And in those tunnels, sometimes it's dark, and sometimes it's a little bit of light, and then sometimes it's a whole lot of light. But I want you to know that if you go through those things and you're going through that tunnel, there's light in there, and that light is Jesus Christ. You're not in there by yourself. And you trust God and know that God is a faithful God. This is Reverend Doris Doris. I'm the pastor of In His Presence Ministry, World Evangelism. And I pray that your hearts will bless today on the word of God by the teaching of grieve not the Spirit of the Lord. Glory be to God. And that you have an understanding of who the Holy Ghost is, that the Holy Ghost is a person. And he is everything that you can have him to be in your life because he's God. And you make contact us at www.inhispresenceministry.com. You may also call on my cell at 803-261-0707. You may email me at dorsey.dorsey@ymail.com. And if you would like to get in touch with Reverend Dorsey, he also has a broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, The Couch Counselor. You may also go to In His Presence Ministry and leave a message for him, and he can get in contact with you. Glory be to God. And I thank all of you again for your prayer requests that you have asked us on In His Presence Ministry. And you can also go and fellowship with us on Spirit-Filled Woman. If you can be a part of becoming fellowship with us on Spirit-Filled Woman at www.spiritfilledwoman.webs.com. If you miss any of you, can come on our blog talk page and get the information off of there. And we would love to have you come and fellowship with us. We thank you for joining us today. We pray that God will continue to bless you and enlighten you and give you the wisdom and understanding of his word. We pray that if there's anything you're struggling in your life, that you will give it to the Lord God and know that God has already taken care of it. Glory be to God. And just trust him. And be submissive unto the Spirit and allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead you. Not to allow man to lead you, but to allow the Spirit of the Lord God to lead you. Glory be to God. I love you and you know that God loves you too. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And I pray that as you continue to walk in the Word of God, that you will be content, that you will be empowered, enriched, embraced in the love of God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.